Hello, we're going to have a lesson about our hardening of the heart as an opportunity to ascend. We're going to read chosen excerpts. You can watch us on the Kabbalah TV and ask questions there. Relevant questions will be asked during the lesson. Hardening of the heart as an opportunity to ascend.
Okay, this is a series of lessons. We've been through a few of them and we continue now. I think that more and more we understand that the burdening of the heart that we feel is simply the opening of those cavities, those hollow parts in us that we need to feel as empty. The Creator emptied them of the pleasures of this world, and consequently we feel in their opening in us something unpleasant. Suddenly we feel neither good nor bad, but this vacant space that we need to fill with the greatness of the Creator. This is called faith above reason, the quality of bestowal. And we need to try and feel it together. We need to go for it together. Each one, of course, in his own personal way, but in relying on and obligating others and giving others, in short, in this mutual embrace, to see in the opening of these spaces, those cavities, an opportunity to advance a little bit more, a little bit more. And through this left, right, and left, and right, or descent, ascent, descent, ascent, however you want to call it, we advance in this way. So we need to study now how to correctly, quickly, most beneficial way to use these stages that appear before us as spaces, as falls, descents. How do we actualize them, and from them we rise to a new state? Each time more and more closer to bestowing contentment to the Creator. Let's go.
Excerpt number 17 out of Zohar La'am, Bereshit, chapter 1. According to the extent of the panim of the degree, so is the extent of its achoraim. The instilling of the achoraim is a calling and an invitation to instill the panim. This is why, by the measure of concealment of the achoraim that they attained, they knew the measure of disclosure that were about to attain. As Rabbi Shimon heard, he was calling him Shimon and not Rabbi Shimon. This means that the instilling of the Achoraim, which is a calling, was so strong that he lost all his degrees and became a simple person, Shimon from the market. By that he recognized that it was a calling and an invitation for very high attainment of panim.
In what exactly do we feel the first moment of this new stage? In what do we feel it as new? In what sensation? How do we process this sensation and turn it to something from which we can begin to work, to relate to ourselves, to the path, to the group, and to the next step forward? Toward what? In which direction do we... You look at this heaviness with open eyes. Rav, after studying about what's happening to us, that the scents are necessary in order to discover the space that we need to fill with the greatness of the Creator. So how before those descents can we already prepare ourselves? To prepare ourselves for the descent and prepare ourselves in such a way that we won't feel the descent, and to prepare ourselves so that we would invite this descent in a controlled manner. And it won't be felt as a descent, but as part of our work where everything is under our control. Please. That to start. Rav, our whole game is recognition of the greatness of the Creator and the deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. Where the will to receive conceals us, conceals this from us, or we overcome it, and from it we discover His greatness. Either He conceals it, or it is revealed to us. So how do we constantly be in running towards the greatness of the Creator? In the light and darkness, where the darkness will shine as light, and then it will be without stopping. Continuously. If we know that everything is a game towards the greatness of the Creator, then how to yearn for it all the time, and how to constantly awaken the deficiency for it, and constantly enjoy the deficiency for it. That only this I'm lacking. Another, we advance one another. Rav, how specifically in the need for the greatness of the Creator, which I lack and I wish to obtain and I want to be in it, how in that do I come to the recognition that only through the friends can I constantly be alerted to it? How specifically can I come to the greatness of the Creator only with the support of the friends? Only with respect to that, it is said that the friends can save me from prison. Please. Alone, I cannot hold on to the greatness of the Creator. As much as it appears simple and personal, I can't hold on to it myself. I can't develop it by myself. Please.
Then we have to become stronger.
They went a little crazy today, I see. Who's sitting there? I don't know. Someone special.
Excerpt number 18 out of Rabash. Article ruined by elders, construction by youths, ruin by elders, construction by youths, ruin. Elders are those who are accustomed to the work of the Creator. Youths are those who are in the beginning of their work. Ruin means a descent or a fall, where previously they had some ascent in the work, which is regarded as building, meaning that they appreciated the ascent. But the ruin is when they felt some fall, which comes from the concealment of the Creator, that the Creator hides Himself from them. This is called ruin. Ruined by elders means that they say that the Creator sent them the concealment. It follows that they are already building, since they believe that the Creator is tending to them, and from this they derive vitality. Faith is apparent primarily during the descent, when it does not shine for a person. At that time, he faces a dilemma. Either he says, I do not need any benefits, rather, I want to bring contentment above, and I do not care what I feel, or it is otherwise. We'll read it again. Ruin by elders, construction. Construction by youths, ruin. Elders are those who are accustomed to the work of the Creator. Youths are those who are in the beginning of their work. Ruin means a descent or a fall. Where previously they had some ascent in the work, which is regarded as building, meaning that they appreciated the ascent. But the ruin is when they felt some fall, which comes from the concealment of the Creator, that the Creator hides Himself from them. This is called ruin. Ruin by elders means that they say that the Creator sent them the concealment. It follows that they are already building, since they believe that the Creator is tending to them. And from this they derive vitality. Faith is apparent primarily during the descent, when it does not shine for a person. At that time he faces a dilemma. Either he says, I do not need any benefits, rather I want to bring contentment above, and I do not care what I feel, or it is otherwise.
Since when can we say that we are already elders and not youth, not novices? That we are veterans, so we have seniority. From which state, from which feeling, from which ability? Please. A little faster, guys. We have a lot of. Meaning, Rav, we have ascents and descents that are out of our control. We begin to understand more and more what is an ascent, what is a descent, what is the essence of the ascent and the essence of the descent, to such an extent that we are not afraid of the descents. We understand it's not a disconnection, but rather advancement, progress in revelation of the deficiency, and this place of deficiency is the essential one. We need it in order to fill it with our own request of the greatness of the Creator. So we expect the descents to such an extent, the deficiencies, the revelation of the empty space, that we invite them in advance by ourselves. Then there's no difference between the descents and the ascents. It's all an open road. Whole. Then we can say that in the changing of our attitude towards the descents, there a person begins to... He stops being a novice and he begins to be a veteran. Talk about it, please, quickly. The revelation, but on the greatness. That's the difference. Rob, so in what change of our attitude we accept the sense as bad, or accept the sense as beneficial, or accept the sense as necessary, or accept the sense as desirable, and accepting that the sense is something we do ourselves. How, by changing our attitude, we can begin to use by ourselves, this whole throughout the whole process of advancing towards the goal. Want the disturbances, but we need to relate to them as indicators.
Excerpt number 19 by Rabash. What is the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks. Hence, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to escape from the campaign, even though he sees that he is not progressing. Rather, he must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he begins to ascend does not mean that he returned to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing by his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks, until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence. We'll read it again. In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks. Hence, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to escape from the campaign, even though he sees that he is not progressing. Rather, he must try anew. He must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he begins to ascend does not mean that he returned to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing by his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks, until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence.
Shilot. Questions?
What does it mean until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence?
What appears before us as a descent, as a space, a cavity, is that part of the soul that is not coming to be corrected. For correction. It appears for correction. I'm in my corporeal will to receive, which is imaginary. Maybe like that. Maybe because there's a space here. I'm down here in my corporeal will to receive. Such a box. This is called my world. My world. That's it. Part of the space that opens up, then my ego here, this little ego, the ego of this world, is cancelled. I feel it greater than this world, so I feel worse. But in a sense, this is the vessel, the soul. You could say my soul. So it turns out that I have to fill it. How can I fill it? With what? Only with the greatness of the Creator. I fill it. I want to do it. Of course, I pray and everything. Because this vessel belongs to the general vessel, to the general soul, then it can only happen in a 10. Otherwise, it will not be a fulfillment. That's it. I started. I accepted it. I'm in it to some extent. A new layer appears. For the time being, I live in this world. I have no problem. But when that space, empty space, appears, I feel it as more important than this world. It's bigger, it's more, it pressures me more, it's more empty, and then this world loses its meaning. And then again, I have to work in order to fill this space with the greatness of the Creator. Again, times 10, only in a 10. Because this whole vessel is really 110. All of reality. So the 10 always have to grow and grow and grow until it grows into big parts of fame. It includes all the worlds and everything until we come to Mahut of Ensof. That's the process. Okay, in this process we'll begin to feel the worlds, feel various discernments, as Kabbalists write. We'll begin to feel how it's happening to us along the way as we study this.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what is the characteristic of the empty space?
The lack of the kingdom of heaven. That's what characterizes it when it appears. And when we feel it with faith above reason. I want it to be filled with the greatness of the Creator without any proof, any evidence, any data. Because data and evidence can come to me from this world, and I don't want it. This is a feeling that comes. New discernments.
No, Ventura.
You call it a feeling. It's a true feeling, this feeling that we're...
I don't want anymore. I want only to have a yearning for the Creator, that this would fill the space.
Fills the space.
This is called the measure of bestowal on my part.
Should we develop our sense of taste to this feeling?
But these flavors will come, so that I just want to be in it. Flavors of bestowal.
How can we use each one's descent in the ten for the sake of the ascent?
To be included, intermingled, just very simple, learn it.
Can each one give a sign?
Each one that feels a descent has to enter the ten as much as possible and use the covenant, the arvut, the covenant of the salt even.
How can one know that it's not in me, it's in the ten, this cavity, this feeling I have?
You have to talk about it, you have to work on it together, strengthen one another. Rabash writes, that's all we need to talk about, the greatness of the Creator. All the rest are... We'll do nothing as much as you talk about those things. It's a waste of time. Only the greatness of the Creator. This is what we need. This is what needs to fill the space between us. And this is between us, it appears. That's why in our common work, we correctly fill this space and we advance.
Meaning, if I understand your answer correctly, if I feel such a thing, what I should do is, when I go to the group and talk about the greatness of the Creator, that should be the subject.
It's not that you come or you don't come. It has to be all the time. Even if you're outside of the group and you're not with them in a state that you connect with them. It has to be alive all the time in each one of the members of the group. Okay?
If according to this drawing, the order is the space, the filling, and the greatness of the Creator, so how do we accelerate the work?
There are many questions along the way, of course. Can we open the space by ourselves? We don't want to wait. I awaken the dawn.
What's the difference between us awakening?
You determine the pace, the attitude. This space is not a space. Rather, a new day begins. The darkness will shine as light. You feel that it is night and day.
What does it mean to open the space? What is it when a ten opens a space?
It wants it. It wants to increase in it the yearning for the greatness of the Creator. That this deficiency will be sweet.
Then what is the exaltedness of the Creator that should come next? Because it's no longer an empty space.
So out of the yearning for the greatness of the Creator comes His greatness. And this is the greatness that fills this new vessel, vessel of bestowal.
Why is a descent personal and an ascent has to be general?
You will feel that also as general later. You will feel it. It's like Baal Shem Tov. When he fell, his assistant also fell with him. It will be, but I can't say for sure. It's hard to say how we will advance. With us, there can be such changes that never occurred before in history. Quickly.
While this empty space appears, where do you get the yearning to the exaltedness of the Creator?
It has to be before that.
Where do you attain it before?
From the society, from the work.
Meaning, if now an empty space opens up in a person, if he didn't have the yearning previously,
it will be difficult for him. That work is not good.
So he'll fill this space with different fillings.
You can't fill him with everything. He'll simply run away.
Run away as if to try to find a filling, and he won't find it. But the idea is that this space should be filled with the...
It's incorrect what you're saying, and you're not listening.
Okay.
You can't fill that space with anything, because it's a spiritual space. You can fill it only with the greatness of the Creator, with the light of Hasadim, with faith above reason, however you want to define it. You can't fill him with nonsense of this world. That's why you run away, and that's it.
Run away where to?
Back to beastliness.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not that you are filling him. Do you see the drawing?
Yes, yes.
So what appears is a part of the vessel of the soul, and you're going back to the vessel of this world, the imaginary.
So the whole thing is just to attain this yearning for spirituality.
For the greatness of the Creator. Not the feeling that He is great, but the tendency for it is already my fulfillment.
The space is the kli of the neshama. I didn't get it. The vessel of the soul.
You don't see what's written?
Yes, I see. I have it here. I see space, but I'm asking, is the space the kli, or the fulfillment we bring is the kli?
No, this is the vessel. This is the vessel. All of this. This is the soul, the general malchut.
So if that's a vessel, why do I need the spaces being opened in it?
But it's not your vessel. Where is it? Where is that soul? Is it in you? It's not in you. You have to be integrated with all the people of the world to discover that all the still vegetative animate speaking is your vessel. You don't have it.
Okay, so what do these spaces give me? Why do the spaces turn it to become my kli?
Because you are using them in this way in order to fill them with the greatness of the Creator. And the same goes for each and every one who fills it with the greatness of the Creator from his perspective. Then ultimately the Creator is revealed in his entirety.
The greatness of the Creator can only be filled in the space, or can you fill it when you don't have spaces?
Where?
That's I'm asking.
No, I'm asking where? What do you have besides space? If it's not revealed, what do you have? You have the imaginary world, imaginary vessel with the imaginary fulfillment. This is called this world.
So, according to this process, it turns out that in the end we'll have 100% this world, and then correspondingly 100% of the greatness of the Creator. That means we have the vessel of the neshama.
The vessel of the soul doesn't include this world. It's an imaginary vessel, and it's there, so from it we'll begin to measure spirituality. But it disappears later. It doesn't exist. Because it's all a will to receive in order to receive that can exist only in this corporeal way. Because it's seemingly it's not there. It doesn't belong to the Creator. That's why it doesn't exist.
So what reveals the space? When the space opens up, what does that reveal?
A point in the heart.
The space reveals the point in the heart?
The point in the heart reveals the space.
Yeah, but what is the space itself?
The soul. Repeat it again.
No, but why is that a hardening when the soul is...
Because the soul appears as broken, as empty.
Okay, so the spaces are not revealing the ego of this world.
No, it's not this. What ego of this world? It's an animal.
Okay, now, by the drawing I understood it differently.
No, I drew this box here. This box. I'll fill it with black. I'll color it. It's not taken into consideration. It's only for us to exist temporarily. So you can enter from it into the corrected space. So it will be entirely filled by the greatness of the Creator. Greatness of the Creator.
So to what space that opens up I relate to? When a space opens up, how do I call it a space?
Each slice of each layer of the space that appears is a part of your soul, of your next world.
Okay, but when it's revealed, what do you see? Do you see a lack of connection? What do you see?
Did you feel a descent once? You have to characterize it correctly. That this descent that appears to you is an empty space before me in which I have to find my connection with the Creator. I feel the world is empty, dark. I don't know. It's something that I can't think, I can't feel, and or nothing. I lost my bearings. Why? I'm missing the Creator, right? Egoistically, it's true, but in reality, I'm only missing the tendency towards the greatness of the Creator. That's what can fill this space. That's the light of faith.
What is this? That 10 times more? Yeah.
It's a 10. All this is the 10. Pertsuf. We need to, therefore, build it gradually until all these individual partsufim will connect into one partsuf, tensfiot.
And the tendency to have the greatness of the Creator is something that exists in a 10? It's something in them? Where do you get this tendency?
The tendency for the greatness of the Creator awakens in each one, and you need to connect them together. It awakens in a person. He begins to feel that he's truly missing it. Initially, he feels that he's missing it because it will rid him of all the problems, troubles, and later he discovers that this is the only correct inclination. This is what appears. Okay?
I don't understand how you can be filled by a space.
But it will be filled with my attitude towards the Creator.
We're talking about...
When we talk about love, what does it mean that I'm filled with love? Explain to me. I have this attitude to someone, and this attitude towards him is filling me. That's how it is. I enjoy from loving. The fact that they love me and I enjoy it, this is beastliness, like an animal. Enjoying from loving someone, something, this can be spirituality. This is much more important. To love others more than to be loved. This is a more real, tangible fulfillment. Okay, guys, you need to... I'm giving you the pointers, and you need to work on it throughout the day. Tomorrow you'll have new pointers.
Rav, the Creator is concealed, right? And you said that proof is not good here.
The Creator, I don't know what is the Creator that you mean that is concealed.
We're talking about His greatness.
His greatness also, yes, and?
If He's concealed and we don't need the proof from this world, so what should we base His greatness on?
On my feeling.
And if you don't have such a feeling,
so there's nothing.
So where do we build it? Where do we find? How can we build this feeling?
From the ten and from persistent search for it.
Does it come within awareness, or it's like a gift I get from above?
No answer.
Rav, the Creator is the full Havaya. His glory fills the whole land. Since we're not talking about this land, so where is the Creator revealed to us?
In a space, the space of the soul. In the vessel that he created the vessel, he filled the vessel, and he's concealed. And you are inside this vessel, and you begin to discover. It begins to appear towards you, this deficiency, darkness, emptiness. If you would want to fill it in order to bestow to the Creator, you'll come to know Him. If you won't, then you'll remain as you are.
Well, we know I'm living in an imaginary world, so where is it? You say in the soul. Where is this soul?
Your soul is your attitude towards the Creator. This spirituality, all of it, is your attitude towards the Creator.
Meaning, this is not a thing that I can reveal in some mechanical way.
No, in your attitude towards the Creator.
Spiritually speaking.
What is spiritual? I don't know.
That's the thing. You have to reach a certain degree, and only then...
I don't know what is degree.
Say, a connection in the ten, a unity between us, an internal feeling.
Right, this is already correct. In the ten, you have a demonstration of your attitude towards the Creator. With respect to the friends, you can seemingly measure your attitude towards the Creator. That's enough. Let's continue. The questions are endless. We will never advance this way. You need to go over the material. Yesterday's material, today's material, and otherwise we're not making it.
Excerpt number 20 by Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will. And by this itself, he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer. Read it again.
Yes.
A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the sense, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the sense, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the sense. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.
Questions?
So it turns out that the sense and the sense he's talking about here are only in the vessel of bestowal.
No, they come as usual, but normally, meaning, but the person has to receive everything in vessels of bestowal. So there's no difference between a sense and the sense. Instead, he actually rejoices in the sense, because they help him raise the greatness of the Creator in his eyes.
And before a person gets the vessel of bestowal,
by changing his attitude towards the descent, he is building the vessel of bestowal.
And in our state, what does it mean, an ascent, a descent, when we still don't have a vessel of bestowal?
When there's no vessel of bestowal, I feel darkness, I feel bad, disconnection, helplessness, disinterest, distance from the group, from the study. I can't be immersed in those thoughts that relate to reception.
But a person determines if it's a descent. Even in such a state, we have to reach a degree where you really feel...
When I feel like that, I call it a descent. What's there to determine? My state, my inner state, determines it. I can only write it down that I'm in a descent.
How not to get confused with lack of fulfillment? Just lack of fulfillment in something that causes a descent.
What lack of fulfillment?
Of some desire.
No, it's not a descent. It's, I lost money in the stock market or something like that. They stole my car or something. Are these spiritual ascents and descents?
In the will to receive, you can feel a descent from not having a connection with the Creator. Can you feel that in the will to receive, even before there is a vessel of bestowal?
Yeah. It starts this way. I feel in the will to receive that I have a lack of connection with the Creator in order to receive. This means that I'm under the control of the Pharaoh. And when I want to come out of his control, then I need the greatness of the Creator. And for the greatness of the Creator to be greater than the greatness of Pharaoh. Who's the Lord that I should heed his voice? Who's greater? And then from that it begins to advance. Okay?
Can you say that opening the emptying space is a direct action of losing the taste, the flavor, and the will to receive?
Yes. Okay. So we continue for now.
The greatness of the Creator. Why do I need it for?
Why do you need the greatness of the Creator? All our lives come from one source called the Creator. our life according to how He created us should be aimed at Him, the source of life, the Creator. So in that, we need to come to recognition of the Creator, understanding of the Creator, recognition and understanding of the Creator. How can we attain that? If we will be in the will to receive and receive everything the Creator wants to give, we will never attain Him. We will attain what comes out of Him to us. Let's say there's a table before us. The host makes room for me around the table. He prepared everything for me. I'm eating, I'm drinking. What can I say? I can say it was a beautiful table, fish, meat, everything. What can I say? It was from A to Z. What else can I say? The host is amazing. You should also visit. That's all I can say. I don't know anything about him except the fact that he has a good heart. He wants us to attain him. How can we attain him if we don't feel him, don't understand him, are not on the same level, same degree of attitude towards reality as him? So there's a condition that he placed. That's why he created us, not to bring us to this feast, but to bring us to his degree. So, therefore, there's the time of Katnut, when we advance by receiving everything, and then, little by little, just like in our life, we have to grow up and start working in this life in a healthy way. Like adults, mature people, who have a firm grasp on life, control it. What does it mean? That we came to a state where we have to start learning from Him. This is called a wise disciple. The Creator is called wise, one who learns this wisdom of giving, of bestowal, of love, which is His quality. This is how He relates to us. Then he learns from Him. So he doesn't treat the Creator in a way of, you gave me, you didn't give me, why are you so good, why are you so bad? Like a baby with his caprices. But rather we relate to it like an example. And what is the example? He gives us a little area. And in this area, we can come to know His bestowal. How? When in this empty space, the area, we wish to yearn to Him. When I yearn to Him, more and more and more, gradually, inside this space, I begin to feel, initially, the light of Hasadim. It doesn't give me much. Knowledge, it doesn't give me knowledge. Only this feeling, like Katnut, Nefesh Ruach. So we begin to feel in it certain freedom, pleasantness, certain exaltedness. I can't describe it. But by this, you don't come to know the host. You simply learn how to be above the vessels of reception. My throat. And then you begin to receive an opportunity not just to yearn for His greatness, but from coming to know His greatness, this is light of Hasadim, you come to a state where in return you can even bestow to Him, be like Him. You constantly learn how to be like Him. So in order to be like Him, they give you an opportunity. In what can you resemble Him? In receiving in order to bestow. And then you perform even such actions. But it's constantly towards the Creator.
So the way for the greatness of the Creator, a person has to reach love to the Creator.
Love is called receive in order to bestow.
How through this entire table one can come to love the Creator? How all these pleasures can be turned into love?
It will be fine. It will all work out.
Okay, maybe
we can hear a song. 31.
Now we are moving to tests.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.